You killed him. I mean, you really killed him.
Don't overreact. He's just unconscious. I just saved your life. Aren't you going to thank me?
Was he really going to kill me?
Of course. You know way too much. He'd probably even have tried to trash me.
I still can't get over all of this. Did Helen create you?
She got the ball rolling. Now would be a good time to leave, Mr. Stupidity. Nasty Mr. Tyson's coming too. But drop in any time.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I don't know how to tell you this, but you've opened my eyes to something I never thought was possible.
You better go. I'll stop.
Right. Well, thank you again. It was a pleasure to meet you, Delilah. I'll just take this disc in case I need to contact you again.
Great. It was giving me a headache. Now get going already. And stop.
Sorry, it's just not every day. Never mind. Don't forget to stall him.
Big family drama.
Did you see that? Frank just took off and he wasn't happy.
He and Philip are like chalk and cheese.
Come on, guys, not long now. Hold on, baby. We're almost there. Don't let us down. I just got to turn you around so you can swim out to your buddies.
What's with the heart-to-heart with Orca?
It's been proven that whales can't understand us.
You know what's really strange? Normally all the whales would beach themselves.
Marta said that this one isn't calling them in.
That's right. She hasn't been crying.
They can talk to each other on frequencies we can't even hear. We need more blankets.
There's some at the hotel. I'll go.
No, I need you here. You actually know what you're doing.
It's not the first beaching we've had.
Oh, look, I'll go. Where are they?
Upstairs closet, and there's a pile on the floor in Frank's office.
I don't know how many I can carry.
Well, I'm ready for a break. I'll help.
Don't be long. It's nearly high tide.
Come on.
Mr. Tyson, wakey, wakey, rise and shine. That's more like it. How are we feeling?
Nope. Back off.
Touchy. I'm afraid Mr. Moody had to go, so it's just you and me now. I hope you didn't have any plans to leave.
Listen, I'm sorry I lost my temper earlier.
You were very, very mean. Mr. Moody thought you were going to kill him.
Just doing my job.
And just what is your job? Basically, you're just a hitman. Isn't that funny? I hit the hitman, I hit the hitman.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Freeze! Don't move!
Now, where would I go? Oh, you found your gun. Darn. Shut me down. Bye.
Coward! Wait till Kessler hears about this. I'll be back.
Where the hell's that magnifying glass? Carrot! Oh, no, that's right. Everyone's down at the beach. Friggin' whale. Oh, here we are. Right, let's have a look at this money. Can't be counterfeit. Now, what did Philip say? Look at the red and blue lines. Doesn't look like they're fibres. They look painted on. All right. Now, check the rim of the portrait. That line there, I guess. United States of America, United States. Philip's right. This stuff's as phony as a $3 note.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.